What's up, everybody? Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Hey. Well, anyway, what's good? I'm gonna start it off by talking about this barbecue situation. I know y'all already heard about it, seen the video, whatever, whatever. Well, if you haven't heard, it was some black people barbecuing, minding your own business. They was literally minding their own business. And this lady just happened to call the police. And there was another white lady that was defending for the black people, trying to tell the white lady, hey, they're not doing anything. They're just barbecuing. Well, the lady called the cops. Anyway, she didn't give a damn. She just called the cops. Her excuse was they're not supposed to be barbecuing because of the charcoal. They were using the charcoal. I guess, I don't know. She said something had happened before. Okay, well, the other white lady said, I guess she didn't hear no such thing. So, this lady just wanted to be nosy and nitpick. You know, people need to really learn how to mind their own business. Like, seriously, people really need to mind their own business. It's not hard to mind your business. It's very easy. When you see something, keep it moving. Especially if it's not pertaining you. Which this barbecue was not pertaining her. But she took. Right, anyway. All I'm saying is, people, just mind your business, okay? Just mind your business. Sometimes it's not always good to get in other people's business. It's really not. Because if you say one or two words, now you're included in it. And it was already hectic from the get-go, and then you had nowhere to put your two cents in it. And now, guess what? Now, you got to deal with it. Anyway, ain't too much of that, you know, went down. I mean, she called the cops. The cops talked to her. And nobody got arrested. The people, the black people that was barbecuing, they didn't get arrested. The white lady that called the cops, she didn't get arrested. No one got arrested. It's a good thing. And you know another good thing about it was? Another white lady was recording it and was taking it up for the black people. So, all I can say is thank God for camera phones. Because if you believe it or not, the way this lady was on the phone crying to the police, talking about she was on the waiting for 2 hours. And talking about the cops, the people is harassing her, following her, and all this crazy stuff. And she was crying. If that lady would never had that camera recorded, them black people went down. And y'all know I'm stating facts. Without proof, you ain't got nothing. So you need, always need proof. But, enough of that bull crap. That was garbage. That was pure garbage. Waste of time. Stupid. The whole nine. Anyway, let's talk about music. My homie T.I. T.I. got arrested in front of his house. I know you guys probably think that is the craziest thing. How can you get arrested in front of your house? Well, T.I. live in a gated community. Millions and million dollar houses. T.I. left his card in the house. You know you need a card to get inside the house. Well, the guard wanted to be an asshole about it. Then let T.I. in. T.I. had to call his wife. The wife had to explain, hey, this is my husband. He lives here. Okay, well, T.I. had to go downtown, you know. He went off. Who wouldn't be? The man is trying to get in his house. He just trying to get in his house. Again, people, mind your business. Look, just get him to call his wife and tell him bring the car, and that's it. Don't go no further. So now it's getting worse. You know what I mean? Now it's getting worse. Now I feel like somewhere, somehow, all right, bro, you know what I mean? Let me call my wife so I can get the key to get in his house. Any other business, you know what I'm saying, other than that, you need to chill. You know what I mean? Because you're all over the place. But it's funny. It's real. This whole situation is just funny. The barbecue situation is funny. This T.I. situation is funny. All these news is just funny. It's just funny to me. A lot of stuff is funny. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me take a sidebar. I think everybody should go cop this Tropicana Cocoa Blend with a splash of coconut water. It's very good. Just got it today. This is not my first time drinking this. I think y'all should go ahead and buy it. It's about like $2, $3. But, oh, yeah. I go by the Young Mills. Young Mills. Check me out. I'm on YouTube. I just dropped the new single, Lavish and Hood. Go to YouTube, check it out. Follow me on Facebook, Young Mills. I appreciate that. Working on a new mixtape called Virginia Nights. It's coming. Summertime. No date. Just know it's summer. Now, summer is coming right around the corner. It can be any time, but it can be any month. But just know it's going to be in the summertime. And I'm trying to get a video together, too, for my third single, Nothing to Lose, featuring my homie, Legend. So, you guys be on the lookout for that. Sports. Let's talk about sports. I don't know who y'all... Well, let's start by saying this. I have no basketball team. I did, but the legend retired. Jordan. I'm pretty sure everybody loved Jordan. I got a lot of pair of Jordans. But anyway, let's talk about sports. I'm a big LeBron James fan. I know some people don't like LeBron, and some people like LeBron. But for the ones who don't like LeBron, you really don't have a main reason why you don't like LeBron. You don't really have him. I don't even want to hear it. If somebody trying to explain to me, it'll go out one ear out the other. You have no reason to not like LeBron. People disliking LeBron as if LeBron actually done something to them. Like LeBron actually came to your house and done something to you. If you say you don't like LeBron and you tell me the reason, 9 out of 10, I'm going to think it's a stupid reason. It's probably going to be a dumb reason. He a grown-ass man. Let this man do what he want to do. If y'all feel like LeBron complain all the time, so be it. Let him complain. Y'all feel like he cheating? Oh, well, so be it. If y'all feel like he suck, oh, so be it. I don't think LeBron really gives a damn if you guys like him or not. He's getting paid millions of dollars to be on this basketball court. You guys not. So shut the hell up and watch the game. Enjoy the game. If you don't really like LeBron that much, then don't watch it. But unless you're a Celtics fan, then yeah, you gotta watch the game and you have to watch LeBron. So you're going to see him. But if you're not a Celtics fan or a LeBron fan, then don't watch it. As simple as that. Come on, people. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. But LeBron is them not doing too good, you know? I really wanted LeBron and the Cavs, you know, to get another championship. I wanted to see LeBron get a lot of championships. And just to let y'all know, I ain't no hater. I ain't no hater. I want to see people get championships. I want to see rappers that's up and coming get signed and all this other stuff. I want to see people, you know, be successful. Why wouldn't a person don't want a person to be successful? You got to be effed up in the head to not want to see nobody to be successful. I feel like you're not successful, so you don't want nobody else to be successful. It don't work that way. If you're not successful, this person can be successful. Him being successful ain't got nothing to do with you. You know, but whatever. But I hope LeBron and them at least get one win. I hope. Hell, I hope they win both. They got a game this Saturday. Let's just say if LeBron, if LeBron and the Cavs pull this off and win this series, it's going to be, I'm just going to throw it out there. It's going to be the Cavs and Golden State again. I'm just guessing. But hey, anything can happen. Anything. Remember that. That's all the news I got for right now. Tomorrow's Friday. It's been raining every day. You know, well, pretty much on and off, but it's still every day, on and off every day. I don't know where all my listeners is from, but if you're in Florida, salute to you. I love Florida. It's a nice place. Expensive as hell, but it's a nice place. But I got a performance there too. I got a performance in Florida. So if you ever if you live in Florida or you ever coming to Florida, I'm performing there. Miami Live, I think is what it is. My first time even hearing about this place. Yeah, I think it's called Miami Live. I could be wrong. But I will be performing there. Young Mills, I will be performing there. July 14th, I will be performing there. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a nice show. I'm going to do my thing, you know. It's a blessing to be able to do things like that. I know when I first had my first show, I was nervous as hell. We all became nervous to standing up in front of people before. We all became nervous. But, you know, I ended up getting through it. Was kind of dizzy at the end of the night. But, you know, I manage. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this performance in Miami. This is my first time actually performing in Miami. And I really can't wait to go. This is a blessing. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to have fun. Now, I got family in Jacksonville, so, you know. This is my first time going to Miami. But yeah, I can't wait. But like I said, if y'all are ever in Miami, come through. Miami, Florida, baby. Miami, Florida. Let's go. Anyway, tomorrow's Friday, which is technically everybody's weekend. A lot of people start their weekend tomorrow. I know I do. Friday get here, my weekend starts. So I don't know what my listeners is doing, but I hope everybody have a blast on their weekend. Oh, yeah, and I will be back tomorrow. What's some more news? Because, you know, crazy stuff happens every single day. Every day. News constantly comes. It constantly. It's never going to not be a day where there's not no news. Every day is always news. Always. But anyways, Young Mills signing off. Holler at me on Keep It 100 Radio. Deuces, y'all.